Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. This week, the International Council of Air Shows held its annual convention in Las Vegas, where performers, promoters, and sponsors meet to talk about their segment of the industry and make plans for the following year. John Cudahy, president of ICAS, gave me a call just after getting back to Virginia from a busy week in Nevada. Okay, John, thanks for talking to us today. And I guess the first thing I'm interested in is what was discussed at ICAS as far as the safety issues. I know there's been a lot of safety concerns about air shows in the news this year, and I'm wondering how much is that even founded? Is that more of a perception issue? And what kind of discussions went on about that at ICAS?
Well, the discussions about the accidents this year were a very hot topic of conversation. They revolved principally around what we can do to learn from them and prevent similar accidents in the future. We have a number of safety-oriented sessions, some oriented towards the pilots and some for the people on the ground. So we had on Sunday, we had a session called our Pilot Safety Stand Down. And we dissect each of the accidents that happened this year. We talk about what the implications, what the reason was, what the implications are for the future, how people can avoid those sorts of accidents. We also had something that we call a Airbus safety stand down, and that looks at the same accidents from the perspective of the people putting on the air shows. Was there any contributing factors, anything they could have done to either prevent the accident or respond to it more effectively after the accident occurred?
And what about the Reno air race situation? Has that even come under your purview, or is that really a whole different animal?
It is a whole different animal. Of course, we had pretty extensive discussions about Reno's safety response, and it was very professional. It was obviously in response to a horrible tragedy, but as far as we're concerned, just in terms of the response, they did quite a good job, and so we talked about that as well at the convention.
And what about your relations with the FAA? Do they start to pressure you when things like this happen, or do they kind of take a big picture view of the accident rate, or how does that all work?
Yeah, we have an unusually close relationship with the FAA because we have worked very closely with them for the last 20 years on our aerobatic competency evaluation program. That's a program where we jointly look at the aerobatic competence of the individual pilots. So we are in touch with them on a pretty regular basis. After the accidents of the late summer, we were in close discussions, and I think your characterization is probably pretty fair. They are taking a big view. They recognize that overall the accident rate and the fatal accident rate in the airshow business has gone down quite a lot over the last few years. They have concerns just like we have concerns, and if you were to have a year like we had and not pay sufficient attention to it, that would be sort of gross negligence in some level. But from what we can tell, the FAA is tending to say not overreact and not to take the accidents this year out of context.
Okay, and how are you guys making out with the economy? I know sometimes when the economy is bad, attendance actually goes up at air shows. How is that panning out for this year and your projection for the next year or two?
The past year was good, but not great. The poor economy has sort of a push and pull effect in the air show industry. On the one hand, people are looking for inexpensive entertainment, and air shows fill that bill very nicely. On the other hand, corporate sponsors, which are a significant source of revenue for most air shows, are struggling right now. And for an air show to bring in the kind of sponsorship money they had in the past is more difficult. So the net-net is probably we are somewhat insulated from the full effect of the down economy, but it has had some impact on our business. Going forward, it's hard to say. We think that based on the activity at the convention this week and the enthusiasm, some of the bookings, that things are looking pretty good for next year. But I have to also concede that we do not have sophisticated measurement systems in place to determine that kind of thing, and it's more of an anecdotal thing as it happens for us in the airship business.
Okay, and I know there was an announcement last week from the Air Force that they're cutting back on some of their displays. Was there any other news like that that came out during your convention this week?
No, the ACC announcement, that's the United States Air Force Air Combat Command, that's a pretty significant effect in our business. The Air Force, the single ship Air Force demos fly about 100 shows per year that they will not fly in 2012. And that's a significant attraction to air show audiences, and it's going to be a difficult thing for the business to overcome. Having said that, at some level, it presents an opportunity for some of the civilian people, especially those civilians that fly warbirds. Civilian-owned afterburner-powered airplanes are going to be in high demand, we think, during the 2012 air show season, and that could help mitigate some of the negative impact of the economy. So even the darkest cloud has some sort of silver lining, and I have to say that our folks were very optimistic and forward-thinking. There was not a lot of gnashing of teeth and wringing of hands. They accepted the situation for what it is, and we're working pretty hard to identify ways to get around the problem.
The NTSB announced just last week that they'll be holding a hearing in January to look at the safety issues surrounding air shows and air races. What was the reaction to that?
The industry is directing much of its attention on those hearings. We think we have a pretty positive safety story to tell, despite the accidents that we had in 2011. We look forward to sharing that information with the American public in a way that gives them reason to be more confident and comfortable when they attend an air show.
Okay, and what about the air show season itself? Is there anything new coming up?
Well, as I said, the change in the ACC rules was the big topic of conversation, but there are always people introducing new airplanes and new twists on existing acts, and our convention had its fair share of those this year, and I think the aviation community will learn more about that as the season starts and the pilots start to perform.
Okay, and one last question. I was wondering if you have any updates or if you've heard anything about the Red Bull air races, what their plans are.
There are some rumors that the Red Bull people are expressing some interest in coming back. I think they're, at least as far as I'm concerned so far, they're just rumors. But it's also interesting that there are several similar or at least somewhat similar ideas in the works now. Number of people were at the convention exploring possibilities for that sort of thing that I think probably it's still too early to talk about what that might be and when it might debut, but they, at least from what I could tell, they are extensions of the Red Bull idea that I think would captivate the people, the aviation enthusiasts, not just in the United States but around the world.
Okay, well, thanks for your time. I appreciate it after such a busy week. And is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
No, I hope your listeners will make time this summer to go out to air shows. We're expecting a very successful and exciting season.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you, Mary.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.